campaign in Western Australia is raising awareness about women's safety at night, with new data showing 63% of Australian women won't walk alone after dark, compared to 31% of men. Advocacy group We Are Women says the campaign highlights safety as a basic human right, with a volunteer walking from sunset to sunrise to launch the initiative Text Me When You're Home. The Wise contributor from RTRFM, Pam Bollard, spoke with Casey Edmonds about her challenges and why she's doing this walk.
I am single and I'm living with another friend who is also single, similar age, and we have each other on Find My Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have probably 15 people on Find My Friends.
Yeah, how many of them are women?
They're all women.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, sorry. There's a few
rogues.
A few queer men in there as well. But, yeah, it's all my girls.
Mm.
And we say it daily.
Yeah. And why do you say it?
Because sometimes we don't make it home.
Mm.
Sometimes women don't get to make it home. And, you know, even if we do, there's so many things that we're holding in our mental load every single day. We plan our day around sunset and sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
What is, who am I, Fiona from Shrek? Like
Cinderella.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't realise it until it's said to you.
Yeah.
And that's why we say it.
It's something that we do have to contend with every day. It's something I think about. Yeah, it's something I plan when I walk through a dark car park, when I'm, you know, moving around early mornings. Why this idea? How did this come about? What is this going to do to...
Great question.
Get people thinking about this.
The thing is, I started volunteering with We Are Women a few months back, and I kind of came on as like a media connect to connect them with businesses, media outlets to try and get the word out a little bit more about the charity. As a volunteer, I'm also very sales minded. I'm a capitalist corporate sales girly, have been my whole life. And those are transferable skills, right? So how can I use those skills to give money to something that I'm really passionate about and to really help on a grassroots level? So I was like, how can I fundraise? I can't run. I'm not about to run a marathon. I can hardly swim. So Roto Swim was out for me.
Yep.
I can walk. I love to walk. I love to trot. I love to...
We love to go for
a little hot girl walk.
Yeah, a little hot girl walk. What is it? Go for a little wander around the ton?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was actually out on a walk with my housemate, and I was literally having this exact conversation with her. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just like... Because we were fighting against sunset at that time. I was like, we've got to turn around because it's like the sun's going down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's it. I was like, do you reckon I could walk for 12 hours? She's like, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Sure. And I was like, I reckon I can.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. Well, to make it like dramatic, I'll do it from like sunset to sunrise.
Yeah.
To raise awareness for women's safety.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to solve this? Absolutely not. But this is awareness, right? The amount of conversations I've had with mask-presenting people and, you know, men in my life that, without realising what they're saying, have never experienced this.
I am curious about how this is going to support education moving forwards. We Are Women do a lot of, like, education around women's safety, but just general safety and well-being, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So We Are Women... local charity for Perth, run by two local women, Nicola and Kate, and they go into primary schools, high schools, workplaces and universities, and they teach a lot around consent, something that I wasn't taught when I was younger. They teach a lot about healthy relationships, safe relationships, safe sex, child body autonomy, all of these things that go towards the prevention of family domestic violence and violence against women. So again, we're not going to fix it all, but this money is going into trauma-informed education for the next generation, but also this generation, because
right.
The girls have managed to get into, you know, mine sites and workplaces and universities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just so passionate about that education.
Yeah.
It's not about fear and it's not about blame also. I think that can kind of be a misconception when, you know, we do broach some of these subjects. But this isn't about that. We're not trying to blame anyone. We just want to share that experience. We want to educate and we just want the empathy to be shared.
Before we let you go today, Casey, is there anything else you want people to know about this walk?
I just want everyone to feel like it's not a gender-based walk. I invite everybody to come and to join in, or to even, you know, just have a read about it, share it with somebody that you love or somebody that you care for. And hey, we'll always send the text message, text me when you get home, and that's not a bad thing because that's just about care. But if it can be about care and not about safety, that's the ideal, isn't it?
That was volunteer from We Are Women, Casey Edmonds, there, speaking with RTRFM's Pam Bollard.